Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Quick reminder, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, head over to www.metalinjection.net/livecast for a much more high-quality version of this podcast. Now you can hear us test our levels because we don't really care about this.
We don't care about
The quality of the show itself is still pretty shitty.
The quality of the show is the same. The audio.
Yeah, you just hear the shittiness better.
Yeah, higher bit rate. So that's all we're saying. Okay, the levels look pretty good here.
Okay. So, I guess we'll just be turning this volume down and wait for Darren to beat Purim traffic.
What you heard about me? I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got to pay for magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You can buy your sandwich from me, cause I'm a deli owning a R.A.B.
Can't build a bomb or fly a jetliner. I'm not the kind of guy who blows shit up for Al-Qaeda. You like to think all of us Arabs are just like Osama. That's like me saying all Americans are Jeffrey Dahmer. I see a hottie with a dot, just got to work her. Now a little in the grip, taking off her burger. Can't resist Muslim chicks, they look good on camels. This one bitch, her dad's rich, she gave my family cattle. She's from my country, thinks she likes me cause I come from Yemen. I love your girl, treat me funny after 9/11. That kind of shit makes you think, makes you hit the bourbon. I keep a little bottle, it's underneath my turban. Little kid in the street looking at me weird. You don't want to know what kind of shit is in my beard. Takes 3 hours to undress to go pee. It's not so easy to be an ARAP.
I don't know what you heard about me.
Woo!
I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got to pay for magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me.
Jihad.
I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. Don't see me hanging with Israelis, cause I'm a turban wearing a R.A.P.
I'm not a Turk or a Swede or a Pakistani. No, I'm not a Iraqi, I'm an A.R.A.P. I'm from Yemen, you see, it's 100 degrees in February. I'm an A.R.A.P. Can't skate, can't ski, no Lipton iced tea, no vanilla Pepsi. I'm an A.R.A.P. No MTV, no Nas or Jay-Z, no electricity. I'm an A.R.A.P. Got a nice bodega outside the 7th train. I can get you toilet paper, extra soft or plain. Got umbrella for $2 if it start to rain. You want to buy on credit? You must be on cocaine. Oh crap, FBI knocking on my window pane. I swear I don't know anything about Saddam Hussein. When I watch Metal Injection, I always get to twitch. Had sex with Noah, then I found a Jesus then. Bitch!
I don't know what you heard about me.
Yeah.
I'm not a terrorist, I love this country.
Keep buying all,
you only got one wife, I got three. You've got to pay for magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. There ain't no snow out here, you can't ski. Cause I'm a desert dwelling A.R.A.P.
Arabs never eat spaghetti, shrimp or calamari. I wish I could because I'm really sick of chicken curry. You ever have to share a bathroom with 11 brothers? My little nephew had to run away from Sally's brother. Arabs, we don't eat bacon. Arabs, we don't use mirrors. Arabs, we get direct TV for watching Al Jazeera. Arabs, we don't watch porno. Arabs, we don't play hockey. Arabs, we don't like when you call us name like Camel Jockey. I got the bad attitude from living in sand. Call me towel head, I'll snap like a rubber band. Arabs were regular guys, nobody understands. Where I come from, there's no survivor friends or Spider-Man. There ain't no Jenna Jameson, there ain't no Jackie Chan. And if they catch you masturbating, they cut off your hand. That's why I came here to the land of the free, so I can be me. A taxi driving ARAP.
I don't know what you heard about me.
Yeah.
I'm not a terrorist, I love this country.
Woo!
You only got one wife, I got three. You've got to pay for magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country.
I don't eat pork and I pray to the east. Cause I'm an Allah feuding A-R-A-B.
You know, in America they say, there is no business like show business. In Yemen they say, there is no business like show business.
They really say that?
Oh yeah, you know, it's all franchised out now.
Allah! Are you done hollering?
No!
Vote.
Robert, tell your mother that you're not on crack. Tell your father not to drink so much in the John in the sack, Robert. Robert, can you visit more than once a month? Can you help me set my DVR? Hi, Robert. Robert, I want to take it to my doctor friend. I want to show him your blood work. Hi, Robert. Mama wants to fix your life, and if you let me buy pants for you, I can make you look so nice. Get old, baby. Mama wants to fix your life, and I can help you find Russian girls who will do your laundry.
What?
Robin. Tell your father that she's not had sex. Hi, Robert. Robert! Do you want to move back with me? Do you want to bring everything? Hi, Robert! Mama wants to fix your life. And if you shame your side, you're for me. It would make me feel so nice. Look so faggy. Mama wants to fix your life. And if you won't get a real job for me, then you must want me to die.
What?
Robert, why don't you eat something? Look at me. Nice club.
I just say I'm not hungry.
But look, you're so skinny. You're
Mom, I weigh almost 300 pounds.
Why are you raising your voice to me?
I'm not raising my voice. God,
Lord,
what are you doing?
Oh, my God. Mama wants to fix your life. And if you move to Brighton Beach with me, you can have your old room back. It's still vacant. Mama wants to fix your life. And if you want to see me to sleep, you can just stay unemployed!
Oh,
Robert, I come to America to give good life to your, to my son.
I'm sorry.
This,
so
I want to give you pants, and this
right,
is how you
right,
treat
well,
me.
Well, go to Old Navy. You can buy me some pants.
Oh, I have so many good pants ready for you. You're going to look so beautiful. All the Russian girls are going to love you. It's going to be so great. All
right, great. I'm very excited.
Just stand up straight a little bit more, please.
Go!
Hello, this is Chuck Blandington. Since it seems the Metal Injection Livecast has been doing so many best of episodes lately, I figure just to be safe I should do a best of intro. Here goes. Rob is loud and obnoxious, Noah likes to have sex, Darren wears Crocs. It farts a lot. Sean is never here. All right, here's a show.
No, Chuck. This
You're
is not a mixtape.
Rob
this
is loud.
This is a new episode. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Oh man.
This is the first time back in a while, so it takes a little bit to.
We're out of practice.
Remember what to do. How you doing, 3D?
I try to say
Dad.
That wasn't my fault at all.
Oh, no.
Nobody's blaming you for anything.
What? Yeah. Well, the show is your fault. Anyway, Jared, you were...
I wouldn't call it a fault.
If you're listening live, we're a few minutes delayed from our new start time.
That was my fault.
New start time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, which I got to say, I feel way better at 5. Like, yeah. I'm more energized than 2 hours from now.
Well, I feel also way better when we leave, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still awake a little bit, you know?
Yeah. So, Jared, can you explain why you were a few minutes late? There's an occasion.
Right. Well, I left on time, and I got to within about 5 minutes drive of the studio with about 20 minutes to go. And then I ran into the Jews.
Mm. I wish literally.
Almost a few times. But there's a Jewish holiday going on now called Purim, which is, I think we've talked about on the show, it's like their Halloween.
Except they just wear silly wigs. You don't really put too much thought into the costume.
No, there was one guy dressed like the I Know What You Did Last Summer guy with a hook and a raincoat.
Are you sure that wasn't just like a fishmonger
but,
in the neighborhood?
I Know What You Did Last Summer, though, but with Payus, right?
Yeah, it was a Down syndrome kid.
I Know What You Did Last Shabbos.
I have a picture of it, which I think
really?
Is very blurry.
Cool.
But they all dance in the street. It's like Halloween. It's like the gay parade, but with only Jews and yelling and lots of people yelling at goyim.
And homophobia.
And humintashen.
Yeah, it's the anti-gay parade.
Homophobia and humintashen. The Purim parade.
That's the show title. We already got it.
If Rob can spell either of those things properly.
I think I got humintashen.
And is going to give him a prize. Did
you honk at them?
No, I mean...
Because that would just encourage them.
I'm afraid that they're going to pull us out of the car and, like, Yusuf Hawkins or whatever it was, like, and just, you know, make a scandal.
Oh, or cut you up.
Or accuse you of a hate crime?
Where it's like being in a foreign country. It's like you're not on the...
Yeah.
There's no embassy,
sure.
though.
Like it's like the Bermuda Triangle.
You kind of just stuck
disappear
here.
You.
You just grit your teeth and hope you can roll past it.
Did you not have any perm traffic in your neighborhood, though? Cause,
no.
Like, really? See, that's where I ran into it driving over here.
But all the people are old. There's like hardly any...
It was...
Really?
Avenue K, Avenue L, Avenue M, all like...
But you didn't drive
through
those streets. You probably took
Ocean
Avenue.
Yeah,
Ocean Avenue.
So you cut through them better.
But
the Jews
mean,
don't go there because there's black people on Ocean Avenue.
True.
They know
black
better.
Black people in Williamsburg.
Not in the Hasidic part of Williamsburg. There isn't.
I see them walking together in the streets sometimes. No?
Because they're probably the nannies.
No, not together, but in the same block.
So. Okay.
So, so what any other types of... interesting costumes that weren't like what are like the,
did anyone
the typical
drag?
What's like the typical costume
did
like
anyone,
sweaty nurse is a typical
did anyone dress up as Levi Kletsky?
Yeah, they cut their own arms off and scattered them around. Did you hear the
like a
mixtape?
Briefcase with limbs coming out of it?
I played the clip on the show where Greg Weeks called in, and I just remembered the call. I didn't remember that in the middle of. That happened in the middle of us talking about Levi Kletsky.
Oh.
So I said, I'm going to leave this in, too. You know, and it was like all this Levi Kletsky talk that was really hilarious. And I remember I started doing a Jewish voice. I was like, you can't put an arm in the refrigerator. You got to leave it sit by the meat. Sit by the radiator. It doesn't go bad. It's not good to freeze it.
Steam it.
Yeah, steam it. Let the steam hit it. It's good for you. There was a lot of Levi Kletsky talk on that show.
How long ago was that? Did he got packed up?
Over a year, I would say.
Damn.
Let's see. So but the Purim thing, like they don't really, the kids do costumes. Like they sort of, it's not really a Halloween thing, you know, like they just appropriated that because just like with Christmas, like the kids didn't get to do Christmas, so they said, we'll give presents on the Hanukkah now.
Yeah.
So now they don't get to do Halloween either, so they go, okay, we'll let them dress up.
Why don't they do Halloween?
Because it's like, I don't know, I guess it's paganism.
American holiday.
They have to be different. Did
some adults partake? Like when I was driving over here, I saw like a 70-year-old Orthodox woman walking with her little granny cart, but she had like a wacky king hat on.
I think it was like she was Batman or something.
Like, I don't even know if she realized she was wearing it. Like, maybe a pack of young Jewish boys like ran by and just placed it on her head and she was completely unaware because she didn't look like festive or happy. And the rest of her outfit was completely normal except for this wacky like crown, like this cloth crown hat.
I saw
just like walking down the block.
I saw an 80-year-old woman that looked like the Joker. But I think that was just because her makeup was, yeah, she just put her makeup on wrong.
That's most of them, yeah.
So I just looked up the meaning of Purim, and according to Wikipedia, is a Jewish holiday that commemorates the deliverance of the Jewish people in the ancient Persian Empire from destruction in the wake of a plot by Haman, a story recorded in the biblical book of Esther.
The Haman, that's where you get Hamantaschen from.
Oh. You related to that guy, Rob?
It's Haman.
Oh.
Paul Haman.
Oh, okay.
Persian. Haman
Taj. Nope, I am not related. I looked it up. Levi Klesky died July 11th, 2011.
Yeah, it was a while ago. A
year and a half ago.
Wow.
But
my, how time flies.
7-Eleven, never forget.
But what they do, the reason that the traffic was so bad is they parked these fucking giant coach buses.
Oh my God.
And they take out a gigantic, like a fucking wall of Marshall amps and just fucking blast this teetle, teetle, teetle.
Oh, my God.
And they have that, like, flatbed truck, right?
That is the worst. I totally relate because my parents live by the boardwalk in Coney Island, and it's the same exact thing on any Jewish holiday.
Yep.
They will, like, blast it on Saturday afternoon from 11 till sundown.
Yep.
We'll be blasting the Teetles.
Now, how do they do that? Isn't that electricity that they're using?
I don't know.
It's God's music, so it's okay.
All right. You would know. I don't know.
But also, how is there no sound complaint? Like, no noise complaint? I guess
because
everyone in the neighborhood is Jewish.
In that neighborhood, everybody wants to out-Jew everyone else, so they have to, like, grit their teeth and bear that.
No, but here's the thing, though. If you do complain, it goes on deaf ears because all the Congress people are scared of the Jews. So, like, in my building, for example, I live right next to where they do the Shabbos horn, as I've said many occasions. And the Shabbos horn, if you haven't heard older
episodes. And not only that,
they
have a building with the Hatzolah.
Yes.
On the corner.
There's an ambulance thing. Which they don't go to any Christian houses or.
Of course. Okay. So
but how do they know in advance?
Who answers the phone? You know, if they hear your voice, if you don't sound like a Yid, they don't.
No,
call
they have a directory
up.
Of all the people that go to synagogue, and
really?
They say, does this person pay the synagogue dues? Yes. Okay, we'll go and give them life support or whatever.
Better than my answer. Wow. They're more efficient than I thought.
See, well, of course, it'll come down to paying dues to someone.
When I used to live in Bensonhurst. If I would drive from, like, Park Slope home, I would have, like, and I would take the streets, I would drive through Borough Park.
Mm-hmm.
And if I would drive on Saturday, when you drive underneath New Utrecht Avenue, it looks like it's clear. And it's like, all right, I could just, like, speed through all the green lights. But no, because all the Hasidic Jews, like, they just cross the street whenever. And it's like the guys with the big furry hats.
They get mad at you,
though,
if you almost hit them. That's the problem.
And they'll just, like, slow down and just, like, stare at you. And then they cross the street with, like, their harem of children.
I feel like no one hates Orthodox Jews more than non-Orthodox Jews.
Yeah, because we...
Well, they hate themselves.
Yeah.
Well, that's the plight of the Jewish people.
Well, I think it's just because as Jews, we are very elitist. And they are the elitist of the elite.
Right, they look down on other Jews that aren't.
Yeah, they don't consider us Jewish.
Yeah, so that's why we hate them.
I take that as a compliment. I don't want to have to share anything with those people. It's bad enough I share a burrow.
But generally, they don't, like, there's no costumes around here that I saw, except a couple. I told you, the raincoat guy with the hook.
I have to say, though, Purim is the only, like, fun Jewish holiday where you actually get to do something fun and not suffer.
What about the Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, there's no suffering on.
Yep,
no,
you party and then you have to, like, repent for your sins and starve
but
yourself
that's
on Yom
Kippur.
That's Yom Kippur, and sometimes they're far apart anyway.
No, it's always 2 weeks.
No, it's a week.
Oh, it's a week.
No, it depends. Yeah. It depends on what year it is. Sometimes it's a week, and sometimes it's more.
I don't fucking
they
know.
They fall on different times.
They don't even use the same calculators as us. What the fuck should I know?
Calculators or calendars?
No, they calculate the holidays. No, not I meant calculators.
Oh. Rob, look at the calculator. When's the next mixtape? I don't know when I have a day off.
They have to calculate the holidays.
They use
my numbers.
The calendar to figure it out, don't they? It's just.
But their calendar is not like our calendar.
Yeah, so you were.
I guess I would have been right either way. Okay,
yes,
thank
you. Good.
Maybe they use different calculations, but they do them on the same kind of.
Hold on, I have to set a reminder in my Google calculator about an appointment I have.
Is it graphing? Is it a graphing calculator?
Yes.
No, a graphing calendar.
Yeah, those are kind of
right. You'd be right either way, Sid.
Thank you.
You're right.
Thank you. I'd like to hear that.
By the way, we have a phone number.
What?
If you're experiencing Purim, And if you're dressed in a fancy garb, let us know, 646-929-1357.
But or if you have Jewish people in your neighborhood that you'd like to talk about.
Or run over.
I feel good to know that we're bringing the festivities of Purim into the homes of Goyim everywhere.
Also, if you live in New York anywhere and you need heckles to yell at the Purim revelers, you can call in and we can give you suggestions.
Yeah. But they, like I said, the adults don't really dress up. They just wear their regular weird-looking shit. And I did see one guy coming out of a shul, though. He looked like fucking like a level 4 wizard from Dungeons & Dragons. Like with this fucking robe with like moons and stars on him and shit. And he's with a giant pointy hat.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the Grand Wizard's coming out.
Oh, my
exactly. Yeah, I saw a couple of those.
But most of them just wear their normal white, you know, whatever, shirt and long coat. And they dance in the street like fucking Tevye with their fucking fingers. The most ridiculous. They just dance in the street with cars coming and shit. A line of cars trying to get through. They're just dancing.
I think they just don't assume that other people live in these neighborhoods. It's just like their mishpacha.
I really do think
their family.
That. I think they get offended if other people enter into their radius. And,
oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
They will not rent to non-Hasids because they want to keep it all the same.
And it's not like I want to be there, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Let me through and I'll get the fuck
out.
Yeah,
exactly.
I used to live by a borough park when I lived in Bensonhurst, and I would sometimes walk to the train in Borough Park, and the looks that I would get walking through that neighborhood, like a woman and her two young children would cross the street.
Right.
And it's like, I mean, really?
Well, when I lived in our old neighborhood, Darren, I used to get into fights with those kids all the time because they would stare at me, and I would just be like, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
They're awful.
I used to curse at them from, like, my parents' bedroom window.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
But you used to do that to Rob, too, so that doesn't count.
No, I never did that to Rob.
You used to cross the street to get away from him when you were in Brooklyn College together.
No, in high school, not Brooklyn College. Oh. We were friends in Brooklyn College.
Oh, all right, sorry.
I was crossing the street towards him in
Are
Brooklyn
you sure
College.
About the timeline? I should check your calculator on that.
Actually, I'm not quite positive. Maybe you should check.
Okay. During the break, we'll do that.
Okay.
Okay, I wanted to play this video that I found that I thought was amazing.
Porn video?
No, it's not a porn video. I'm going to change it up a little. Talk about
porn
my favorite subject, pot. Not Purim. Pot is now legal in Colorado and Washington State.
So are you still here?
I'm considering moving, but...
Like he can't get weed here.
That's true. The topic of discussion now is like how high can you be while driving before it's considered driving while intoxicated. So CNN did like this study where they got a bunch of people high and made them take a driver.
Were you a part of this study?
I wish, but I feel like I found my wife because there's this one woman here who was amazing.
Blueberry train wreck.
As a consultant prepared our marijuana smoking lab,
marijuana
three volunteers each took a practice run on a course set up by the Thurston County Sheriff's Office designed to test their basic driving skills. In the car with them is Cascade Driving School instructor Mike Jackson, who has a brake on his side of the vehicle for safety.
I can either grab the wheel or I can touch the brake and bring him to a safe stop.
Our first volunteer, Addie, is a 27-year-old medical marijuana patient.
My future wife,
short for addict.
Who had smoked some pot prior to arriving. A blood test before our experiment began showed she came to the track already three times the new legal limit for driving under the influence of marijuana.
There's a legal
limit.
How do they? Oh,
hold on.
Hold on.
She was at nearly 16.
No. I'm going to say, how do they know how much weed is in you? Like, it's not like you can.
It says, she says she had 15 nanograms.
In what?
How do you measure
in her
that?
Blood?
It goes in your blood?
First of all, I don't know how many like nanograms or grams of weed I'm smoking, so how the fuck does she know?
Yeah,
she has a calendar.
No, I don't know. I guess there's some way of testing how high you are. How high?
Duh.
You are not going to let me live that down, are you?
I want to know, but like if I smoke a joint right now, like there's no, it's not going in my
blood.
Do it,
Darren. I'll go roll you a joint right now.
What, you're going to take my blood too?
Yes. I have knives.
But, I mean, you can't, there's no, it's not in your bloodstream.
I'm looking it up.
All right, you can continue the thing.
Nanograms. While learning the course, Addie turned too sharp at a stop sign and clipped one of our cameras.
No!
But the instructor doctor told us her driving was actually fine. Our second volunteer is 34-year-old Dylan, who uses pot on weekends. An initial test showed no marijuana in his system. Uh-huh. Finally, we have 56-year-old Jeff, who uses only occasionally. He also started out with no detectable pot in
his
body.
He's an old guy. Jeff really likes the Grateful Dead.
It goes without saying.
And where's Birkenstocks?
He also started out with no detectable pot in his body.
All
right.
Next, we had the volunteers start smoking marijuana. We gave them each 0.3 grams of pot to smoke. And from the light to the heavy user, asked them how they felt.
Feeling really buzzed.
Good shit. Yeah.
Relaxed and buzzed.
I think still feel normal.
Back behind the wheel for another round,
anymore.
She drove a bit slower than she should, and at one point struck a traffic cone.
Oh, I hit a cone. I see it in the rearview mirror. Ah!
A blood test would later show Addie was driving at 7 times the legal limit for pot with 36.7 nanograms of marijuana in her
blood
system.
Test. That's
but
so
still,
weird to me.
Driving okay.
I wouldn't pull her off the road, though. Well, not yet. Not
okay. After 0.3 grams of pot, Dylan was doing fine behind the wheel.
Ooh, that was fun.
Even though our lab test would later reveal he was driving at 5 times the legal limit with 26 nanograms of pot
so
in
wait,
his system.
Time out.
When
so
we
how
got,
did they, so, all right, they came there not high, right?
Yeah.
And they gave them that much weed?
They gave that, them 0.3 grams
so,
of smoke.
So they were over the limit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So isn't
yeah.
this illegal what they're doing?
Well, they're trying, yeah, it's
all
on a control
right.
course.
For science, Darren. Right,
yeah, they're basically it. In a parking lot driving with like a driving exam.
Can they
so
do this with rats? Or
so it's yeah. It's a,
next time you get busted with weed, and you say you're doing it for science.
For science. Well, that's my answer to anything.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That haircut?
For science.
How,
okay. For gravity. I want to see when does gravity kick in with my massive fro.
And also, don't be around me. All right, go ahead.
He was being cautious.
This is the old guy.
Slower than he should, which could catch the eye of a police officer on the road. His blood test showed Jeff was 4 times the legal limit,
and he looks
with
so
nearly
stoned.
22 nanograms in his system. But again, his driving, while slow, was still at acceptable
old
level.
Old people drive slow.
He did really
yep.
well.
We had our volunteers smoke and drive 2 more times until they had all smoked 0.9 grams of pot.
They started eating the steering wheel.
Wait, did they have to pay for that weed, or it was provided for free?
No, CNN provided it.
Oh. We put a bunch of potheads in Williamsburg on Purim to see how many Jews they would. Oh my God! I hit a Jew. It's in the rearview mirror. She had 11 times the legal limit of pot. Says no.
But also 0.9 grams is basically a blunt to the face.
Yes.
That's a lot of weed to
yeah.
be smoking.
It sounds like a lot.
But
damn.
Okay, let's.
Was it regs or like was it good?
No,
weed?
It's the good stuff.
Cal,
okay.
It's legal. You can
how
always
did,
get the
oh,
good
so
stuff.
I guess they got it from like a dispensary?
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
I could feel it in my body, in my head.
I don't know if I can get, you know, much more stone.
He's the old guy. He's out of it. But the girl is like, oh, now I'm stoned. Now I feel it a little.
She's humping a statue in the corner. That guy's passed out on the floor.
She's licking the ground.
This seemed like a good experiment, but we couldn't get them into the car.
Wait, this is going to get really good with their superstar driving.
Show more on the road. With a drug recognition expert from the Thurston County Sheriff's Office watching, Dylan started having trouble remembering how to drive the Corvette.
Oh, what is this cone in the middle?
Confused, he turned early and left the track.
What does this wheel do, dude? Drove home.
Yes?
I'll give you a second chance.
Okay.
Then, while going through a 20-mile-an-hour corner, the instructor had to grab the wheel to stop Dylan from swinging wide and hitting our photographer.
Watch yourself, watch yourself.
I grabbed the wheel to keep him.
Dylan drove to get more weed. He entered his contact's address in the GPS.
Or maybe he wanted to get to the frozen yogurt shop a little bit quicker.
Dylan drove to the local Colorado Doritos factory.
Not before stopping at the Pinkberry. Dylan got the extra large with extra toppings.
Basically from running you over.
If I were to...
This is a cop now.
...be watching him on a road, I would have stopped him.
Jeff's driving also got worse.
The old
and
guy.
Taking his weed and smoking for myself.
Is very slow.
We watched him back over a cone. After 0.9 grams of pot, he drove so slowly, the officer told us he should not be on the road. Jeff agreed.
You don't think you should be behind the wheel right now.
Well, I would prefer not to, yeah.
You made me do this.
Yeah. Please go home.
You gotta see his face. He's like, his eyes are barely open. Hold on, let me go back so you guys can see. It's so good. Like, look at this still. His eyes are like so squinted. Like, I prefer not.
Like such a nice man.
Yeah.
Well, I would prefer not to. Yeah.
After 0.9 grams, Addy was becoming much more aggressive, excited about being high and behind the wheel.
One time in your life you get to do this, you should do it.
Yeah.
You should do it.
The driver's freaking out.
No major mistakes, and we asked the officer if he would pull her over.
Borderline.
We decided to allow Addy to smoke one last time. Smoked to 1.4 grams. Back
job.
In the car, Addy knew she
yeah,
was having
fun. Yeah, she's cute.
Fun. Way more stoned. Definitely crazy driving.
And she
drove. I feel like
no
her, Monica and I would have like so much fun in a car driving and smoking.
The news crew and I gave Addy a bukkake.
At this point, we gave Addy Ruthenol and put her in the back seat of the car and raped her.
I don't think they would have needed to.
Illegal or hidden.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Well, see, it makes driving more fun.
Drive, she started backing up and didn't stop until she wiped out a cone.
This would have been indicative of backing
into a wiped off her cone.
Or
it sounded like
on a sidewalk.
The sheriff's officer.
What we didn't say was that homeless people were under each cone.
These were their homes, and they were ruining them.
Her driving instructor and even Addy agreed she would not be safe if she was on a public road.
She would be a danger, yeah.
Yeah, definitely that's dangerous.
To confirm the volunteers were driving impaired, we treated them like anyone else pulled over and suspected of drug use. The county's drug recognition expert put them through a 12-step evaluation, checking things like their balance. Heart rate and blood pressure were also checked. They all had issues, including Jeff, who couldn't find his nose with his fingertips.
Or driving under the influence.
Oh, my God.
Jeff was so baked. Old man Jeff.
Jeff wanted to know when the next experiment was.
And where he can cop some of that shit.
Addy was roaming around town looking for more cones to run over.
Okay, we have a few callers.
Yeah,
take some calls.
By the way, the number to dial, 646-929-1357-251.
You're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Jared. I'm from Alabama.
What's up, Jared from Alabama?
Jared had just smoked 0.9 grams of weed.
I wish I had, but I've been drinking all day.
Okay. For Purim?
At least you can still dial the phone number.
Barely.
It's illegal to say the word Purim in Alabama.
They'd string you up from a tree.
Have you ever run into a Jew in Alabama?
I have a few Jew friends, actually.
Oh, okay. There you go.
But actually, I've learned more about Jews listening to your show than, hanging out with them. So
it's a learning process. We're learning about Jews, too.
It is. It's awesome. So I've learned so much.
I don't know if you want to learn it, but we're helping out anyway.
Well, shmegma and shofar.
Wait, can I? I just want to point out here. I'm glad that you learned that, but that's smegma is not a Jewish thing.
Yeah, that's the opposite.
Jewish? Well, I learned it from listening to you guys. So.
Right, smegma is the
like
fluid.
Universal.
Builds up on your penis when you're not circumcised, which Jews are circumcised.
May I just say this?
Yeah, but I learned it from you guys.
Very strong contender for episode title: smegma and shofars.
Well,
I hope so.
Homophobic and
homentashen. So make it all four.
Yeah, sure.
Homophobia, homentashen, smegma, and shofars.
You can just call it weed and bukkake.
Well, we could just call it weed and bukkake. Well, the thing, we already have 8 shows called weed and bukkake.
So what's going on? You guys are awesome.
Thank you. So are you, Jeremy. What's on your...
Jared.
We're close enough.
What's on your mind today?
Nothing. I just figured I'd call in. I've been catching up on the podcast over the past, 2 months, so...
Whoa!
When did you start listening?
Like 2.5 months ago, but I've like been aware of Metal Injection for a while, but I didn't start checking out the live cast for you know, till like 2.5 months ago, and now I'm just like, damn, this shit's awesome.
Thank
you. I've been missing out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love it. My favorite podcast.
Thank you very much.
Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. Tell us more.
No. How do you feel about Dave Lombardo and Slayer? What's your take on it?
I don't give a shit. They can put anybody in there. Who cares?
It really is true.
Yeah.
I thought Dave Lombardo left Slayer a while ago.
He came back.
Oh.
He's been back
for like 10 years.
Yeah, he was away from Slayer for 3 albums, and then he did the next two albums with them.
So it can't be that much of a shock if he's already been
here. I'm sure as long as it's like Kerry King and Tom Araya, fucking people will be happy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nobody cares about Jeff anymore.
Jeffrey Hanneman.
Has he joined them again, or is it still
he's still out.
Right.
right.
You know how it is. Eating, like a flesh-eating bacterial.
Yeah, he got some disease from getting bit by a spider.
Do you think that like his bone is exposed? It's just like a bone instead of like.
Why are you interested?
he probably deserved it.
that spider was right.
Yeah. Right. Team Spider, make T-shirts. Rob and sell them on Metal Injection.
By the way, we got the footage from Araya and making up with Dave Lombardo. Here it is.
Yes.
He said he's sorry.
He's sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, Tom Ryan, sorry.
He sings all his discussions with the band. Mm. It's really
professional.
I feel it helps, you know, the mood.
Always writing.
Yeah, he cares about the music. That's all that's
when about. He goes and negotiates with his agents. God! Royalties!
Yeah.
That's how this whole thing started, actually. Dave Lombardo looked at the books and was like, wait a minute, how am I only making... like?
I don't know. Do you really think that's true? There's probably so many like underlying issues that we don't know about.
Look, yeah. Ultimately, we're not in the discussion, so we don't know what they're arguing about. They're arguing about business. Yeah. And I think that's...
I was going to say, I'm fixing to see Deftones in the Periphery next month. It's going to be sweet.
Nice segue.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know. I don't give a shit about Slayer.
True. I used to give a shit about Slayer, but
I used to. I don't care anymore.
No, but whatever. So he said he just wanted to take a look at the books and see where the money was going.
Uh-huh.
And then he showed up for practice one day, and then he got a call saying, "Oh, your services are not needed. Please."
That doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I think there's probably
a lot.
But
then Slayer went back and was like, "There's way more to the story." But we're not going to talk about it out of respect to, in a sense, I kind of see Slayer's point of view for Dave Lombardo to go and like make this whole thing so public.
Yeah.
Well, he's a jilted one.
He's a dick though. He's always like, didn't he leave?
But that's not fair because him leaving before the few times, I feel it was like the first time he left was to get married.
No, it was to get divorced. I thought.
No, to get married.
Didn't he leave because he was getting a divorce and didn't want to, like, you know, make music while he... I don't know.
No,
he was divorcing one chick and marrying another.
When he left in, like, 91 or whatever, it was because his kid was going to be born in, like, September. So he's like, I don't want a tour in September. And then they got a tour in September and they were like, hey, we have to go on this. He's like, I'm not going.
So why couldn't they get a replacement instead of kicking him out of the
band?
Well,
it just came down to it.
So clearly this is just what they do. So why is this even really big news?
Mm-hmm.
People it's care. Happened multiple times.
Rob wants to direct traffic to the website.
People care about these.
I mean, I can't force people to click on it. It's a story that interests them.
Yeah, Noah.
I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
You're not really kidding, though. It's pretty much true.
Rob called up Dave Lombardo and bribed him to do this.
Like, Dave, come on. Give us the deets. Don't just say you're not in Slayer. We want details.
No, I'm saying you paid him to make a ruckus with Slayer.
Yeah, but you
can
have
news.
Content for your website.
God. You create the news.
I mean,
imagine Rob becomes
that be,
powerful
yeah,
and
like,
influential. That he gets to like manipulate things that are happening in the middle.
I am a god.
Rob said that Lombardo showed up for practice and then he got a call saying his services were no longer. Who do you think made that phone call? It was Rob. It wasn't actually something from Slayer. Rob's pulling all the strings.
That's
fucking Jew Run Media.
You didn't succumb to that cease and desist letter from Tom Araya, so.
Well, to be fair, they never followed up on it. So it's
maybe
okay.
Rob sent that letter just for more publicity.
What?
It's been Rob all the time. You are Kaiser Soze.
All right. Thank you, Jared, for calling. Let's take our other caller. 214, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, what's going on? It's Eddie. It's actually, I'm from Garland, Texas. It's my first time calling in, but I've been listening to the show for almost 2 years now.
Oh, great.
Wow.
Cool. Thanks for listening, Eddie.
Yeah, no problem, man.
What's up?
Well, I'm at home being hot in Dallas, I guess. There's really nothing to do.
Don't drive over any cones.
Too late.
Wait, did you say you're hot or you're doing pot?
Both.
Both.
Rob wants you to send a picture.
Oh,
oh yeah, sure.
What kind of pot? What kind of strain are you smoking?
Well, I actually just came here from Colorado, and, you know, with that whole ordeal, so I still had a little bit left. I had some little popsicles, so that was really fun.
Wait, what ordeal are you talking
about? Yeah, and why
Colorado?
He was a part of that CNN study.
Yeah.
Is that the ordeal?
Of course, yeah. No,
the theater.
I'll tell you, though, the dispensary's over there, and it's amazing.
Yeah, what's crazy is, like, you don't have to be a resident of Colorado to use the...
Yeah, like, seriously, I just showed them my Dallas ID, and they're like, cool.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy. I kind of want to go...
go
vacay in Colorado.
Can you explain something? Like, why do you care? Like, you get weed here
because weed there is like half the price of the weed here.
It's cheaper.
And the
Yeah, it is. All right, let me tell you. Sorry, no, it's interrupt. But let me tell you how like fucking great it is. Like, you could get not only just the bud, you could get like different type of I guess paraphernalia and shit. Like, I got I think it was a pack of 10 lollipops and shit for $55, and with three, I was like dead.
Okay,
it sounds like literally kills you. No, but also I still the thing about dealing with a drug dealer, A, unreliable. You got to work on their schedule. You got to usually go to them,
and they always like weed.
And also, it's like you don't know what you're smoking really. You don't get.
Yeah, it could be like complete shit, and you have no idea.
Until you smoke it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can go in. Not only will you know exactly the weed you're smoking, they have the listing of what this weed does to you. Like,
the joy of capitalism.
You can sample different types.
So it's like a weed tasting.
It's like a coffee shop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And like,
under the guise of being medical, though? Like, watch.
No, it's fully for recreation.
It's recreational.
What kind of a place is this? Like, you're going into... All right, you're in Colorado, and you're going to buy weed. Where are you?
What do you mean?
Like, in the dispensary?
Well,
yeah.
So
it's like a little 7-Eleven specifically for that.
But
it's
who
owns
it?
A
it's a
non-profit.
Private enterprise?
Yeah, it's a non-profit.
And there's a bunch of them, or there's one place in Colorado?
Especially in the place where I used to live, which is like suburban Denver, Aurora, Colorado area, there's literally like one every block.
Jesus Christ.
So why did you leave?
Because I was going to the Art Institute over there for what I'm trying to do, you know, audio production, and it's complete shit there, honestly. And I couldn't take the cold.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Everyone's like on the couch eating sour strings.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's just
I lived here in Dallas for almost all my life. So I'm like, you know what, I need to be with my parents. And
I'm done with it.
So wait, did you drive from Colorado to Dallas?
Yeah.
It's
a 13-hour drive. Yeah, hell yeah. It was so much fun, man.
Were you high while you were driving?
Of course he was high.
Yeah.
How about your dad over
there? I try not to be that.
I'm a more calm driver when I'm stoned. Like, I'm always driving the speed limit. I'm not in a rush. I'm not aggressive.
You know
I'm singing along to music.
I just foresee Noah like...
Hold on one second. I just foresee Noah like, I'm so calm. This is so calming. Driving and then outside, I'm like...
Drove into the side of a building.
Yeah, like it'll be
it's
like
a
that
restaurant.
Scene in Batman where the hospital explodes
as she's just driving off.
Okay, sorry, Eddie. What were you saying?
But that could also be.
I was just gonna say that, especially I remember we're leaving Kansas or something, and we're like super fucked up. And it all depends what I was listening to, and we were listening to Miss Machine. The Dillinger album and
you know what it
shit.
Is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the end of the show. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
No, this is what happened just now.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I did end up running over. I think it was a raccoon or something. So we had to get out and bury it.
Well, you didn't have to.
No, I don't know. Morally obligated, I guess, is more of the term.
Those things carry rabies.
Did you have a shovel in your car? How did you remove it from the roadway?
Just with the people I was with, a couple buddies of mine were like, all right, fuck it, let's rock, paper, scissors on this shit. And ended up kicking it with my foot something like, you know, into a ditch. So
what
I'm like, okay,
it is honor your moral obligation to bury this animal by kicking it into a ditch.
They smashed it with a rock, cut it up with some scissors, and put it in some paper, and then they threw it in the ditch.
And then he burned.
And then he threw the butt of his joint on it.
No, then they took the pieces and put it in their bun. It's recycling.
Hell yeah. Exactly. Just fucking... Oh, talking about that for some reason, have you guys heard that Cannabis Corpse?
Yeah. We played them on the show 3 years ago.
I just heard someone call.
Really?
There's someone with you smoking weed?
Nah, I don't know. That just kind of reminded what you just said with the whole putting in the bomb deal. So I'm like, yeah.
I got to read the comment here. Hold on. Shankletown said, Art Institute. So which coffee shop do you work in?
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I worked at the Marshalls over there, which is terrible. Like, holy shit, that's such a bad job.
That's first retail.
It's
God,
rainbow.
Yeah. I believe that.
Tell
us. Actually, I work at the...
Plus size.
I actually work at the little, like, store, the food store in the Art Institute here in Dallas. So, there you go.
Now, let me ask you, when you worked at Marshall's, give us a horror story, like one of your worst.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you have to have stories of shittiness.
Do you ever find, like, shit-stained stuff from when you had to clear out the dressing room?
I have a really bad one, and this was, it was Black Friday. So you could kind of just imagine. And it was terrible. And guys normally never do the fitting room just because, you know, you don't want to walk in on a chick or some shit and sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. But there was no female on the staff that night that wasn't a manager. And they're bitches, so they don't want to do the petty shit. So, of course, I had to take care of the fitting room. And we're fucking packed, like, you know, you would imagine for Black Friday. So we're just doing that. And there's this, like, really sketchy-ass kid. And he's like, he came in with 3 or 4 pieces of clothing, and he left with, like, 1. I'm like, dude, where's the clothes that you had? He's like, I had a little accident in the fitting room. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Dude. There's, like, legit semen on the bench.
I thought it was going in the poop direction.
Yeah, I was expecting poop. What a twist. That was an M. Night Shyamalan.
So wait, so he was taking women's clothes in the thing and jerking off into them is what happened.
I imagine so, because there was, like, there was a blouse on the floor, and it was just covered with it, man.
Was it a huge load?
It didn't need a hanger anymore.
Or you know how, like, they used to, like, make the collars hard with, like, they used to boil rice, and they would take the water to make collars?
No.
What?
But
I have no idea.
Made it a question.
I don't Never mind. I forgot the word.
All I know is that after that night, I ceased working there.
That was really? A tipping point for you.
Honestly, and the thing with me in retail, it's always like the what the fuck things that just make me quit. Like, I worked at the Lego store, and I quit because I got kicked in the face by a 6-year-old.
What? Wait, what store is this?
Lego.
Lego store. Wow.
At least they didn't hit you with it. You step on one of those fucking things, that shit hurts.
Yeah.
And I'm 6'2", so I don't know. That was a whole nother ordeal. But
you're 6'2", and a 6-year-old kicked you in the face? What is he, fucking ninja?
It was a little black kid. His name was Jamal. And he was like,
I don't want to take more
of your time and tell the whole story.
How do you know his name?
Because I was about to, like, kill him.
Okay. Well.
But, yeah. I just wanted to say I really, really enjoy you guys. Don't fucking stop.
I had a story about.
Thank you.
Well,
hold on. Let's. Well, thank you for calling in, Eddie, and thank you for listening.
No problem.
And enjoy the remainder of those lollipops.
Being that you're in Texas, corner flour tortilla.
Oh, good question.
Ah, man. Well, I'm Honduran and Jamaican, so I'm torn.
Jesus Christ.
But,
how'd that mix happen?
My dad is Jamaican and my mom is Honduran. I was born in Honduras. So I would have to say flour because Honduras is... I guess main course is called a baleada, which is a flour tortilla with beans, egg, and cheese and cream.
That sounds pretty damn good.
I'm in.
It is fucking amazing.
We're coming over for some.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, they have a variety with sour sticks.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Eddie. Have a good one.
No worries. Bye.
Goodbye. Okay, yeah. So you were saying, Darren?
No, I was just saying when I worked in a retail store in a very high traffic location, I may have told this on the air, I remember telling you, but I don't know if it was on or off air, but there was a guy apparently going to the customer bathroom and flinging and smearing shit all over the walls.
Was it you, Sid? Yeah, it sounds like something you would do.
And
the
90s roughly,
are a blur for me.
Roughly the same time every day. So that it would be like right before.
Oh, so he would be like a recurring person?
Yeah, like every, like one, but once or twice a week.
So you couldn't ban him from the store?
Well, they couldn't figure out who it was because it would only be discovered once the shit was seen there. So he'd be long gone by then. So one day this guy I work with, who's a great guy, looks exactly like Ving Rhames, like a big, stocky, bald, black dude, dark-skinned black dude. The sweetest, gentlest guy in the world, but if you look at him, you'd want to run in that direction because he looks like a kick your ass. So he goes down there. He says, I know when this shit's happening. I'm going to go down
literally,
there.
Literally. <shit's happening. laughs>
I'm going to go down there 10 minutes before, and I'm going to stand there and scope out that bathroom and wait for this motherfucker. So he goes down there. I was off this day. I heard about this. He goes down there. He stands there, and... suddenly sees shit flying up towards the wall. And he fucking busts open the.
Girl.
He busts open the
Wait,
stall.
He was in the bathroom.
Yes, he was in
so
the
he
bathroom.
He was undercover,
standing there waiting.
Okay.
And poop starts flying. He busts open the door. The guy ran out of the fucking bathroom with his pants around his ankles, with shit fucking everywhere, like just leaving a trail. I guess they. I don't even know if they arrested him. Honestly, I don't
was
know.
Was he
that.
Homeless?
I don't know the
I
end
bet
of the.
I was a former employee.
What?
An employee?
Man, I don't know the end of the story. I don't know if they. I wasn't there. I just heard the secondhand. I don't know if they arrested him or what. But I can't imagine they'd want to even touch this guy. Like, just let him run out of the store and be scared. Because who would want to, you know?
Yeah,
Campion writes. Is this how Darren met Rob?
No. Well, he also said something really fucked up. Before. Oh, his name was Jamal. That explains him being able to leap 6 feet in the air. That was pretty fucked up, Campion. Come
how
on.
Did how did you and Rob meet, Darren?
From softball.
Softball.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, softball.
We used to play pickup games in this neighborhood park, and he would be there.
Like you would pick up girls?
No, game. We would pick up calendars.
Pick up?
It's that time again when we explain sports to Noah.
A pickup game is when we should have a theme song for this thing. People just show up at the park. There's no league. You just choose sides and play a game.
Oh, that's so called, you're just playing with your friends.
That's called a pickup game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But we had mutual friends. Like, I knew all his friends, and he knew some of my friends, whatever.
So what gravitated you towards Rob?
We realized, hey, we're each the funniest other person at this park.
Oh, okay.
Should be friends.
That makes sense.
Well, what really gravitated me towards Rob is that he was the only one of those people, or one of the very few that wasn't a dickhead. Because there were a lot, it was just like a lot of people there that were just like, yeah, they were my friends, but then after over time you realize that a lot of them are idiots. Not every single one, but you know. Mm. And Rob and I had the most in common.
And really the college radio stuff, because
I started showing up, I wasn't really very close friends with Rob at that point.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We became more friends after doing the show together.
And we realized our natural chemistry.
Yeah.
Sparks are flying.
I met you for the first time, Darren, at Rob's comedy show. Remember when Rob was doing stand-up?
Yeah, when I did my open mic night.
And then shortly after that, we started doing the show, all three of us together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Well, first we did the wrestling stuff, remember? We tried to do the wrestling show.
Oh, yeah, we tried to do a public access wrestling league.
Yeah, and we went to that strange warehouse where I had to take the J train or something.
Which is actually right over here.
It is?
This
is where we were?
It's a little further. It's
quite,
like 10 minutes
it's
away.
It's like east of here. It's Cypress Hill Station is where it was.
Yeah. Huh. It's like 5 stops away, 6 stops away. Yeah, like
wow.
More than that, no? It's like almost in Queens.
We're almost in Queens.
It's not like a faraway
All right,
land.
Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, it's like...
Yeah, I'll look it up.
It's probably like 10 stops away. It's pretty far. Because Myrtle is 5 stops away, and then it's another...
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true.
Another good distance. Mm. Anyway, yeah. That place was a dump.
But it was fun.
Yeah, but it was interesting. It was interesting because, like, a lot of the wrestlers that I saw there...
They're now wrestling.
Like actual, yeah. They
really?
Like, yeah.
Like who?
Like Homicide.
Okay, Homicide. Yeah. I mean, they're not like super big, but...
Are they in Ring of Honor?
Yeah. Like they got on the national
scene. Almost Whoa. All of them are in Ring
One
of Honor.
One of them got into WWE. Loki. Caval.
He was really?
WWE. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he one of the guys that was there when we were there?
No.
No, no, no. He was there for like a cup of coffee.
He was a jobber, mostly.
Yeah.
Huh.
But yeah, it's crazy, yeah. A few others, too, but... It was, like, the place to train. And I guess there's... What's funny now is, like, there's a bunch of wrestling leagues popping up in Bensonhurst and Bay Ridge. There's, like, shows in high schools.
There's one right near where Noah used to live.
Yeah, and they have... They'll like, bring in, like, a few...
Oh, yeah, in the Catholic school.
Yeah.
I would always see signs.
They bring in, like, little Guido. I guess he's running it. But they also, like... I think one of them had Matt Hardy on the bill.
Oh,
like actual C-level, like... recognizable wrestling names coming to fucking Brooklyn.
Do you think they lured him over there with cannolis?
Oh,
Mona
absolutely.
Lisa?
Yeah.
I don't see, is that really impressive that Matt Hardy is there? I mean, it's like,
no, it's impressive the level of money they're willing to blow on it.
Well, how much? Yeah.
I'm sure his booking rate is like at least like $1,000.
Oh, the That's amount of blow they're willing to blow
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
For him.
You give him a Metro card.
Or maybe they gave him a discount at outflation discount store.
They gave him an L&B Spumoni quart.
Yeah.
And they're
yeah.
like, here.
He gets a calzone.
He gets the calzone for showing up.
Yeah.
That's great.
At the door, you're greeted with a. It's like Hawaii, except instead of LA, you get a calzone. Welcome to Bensonhurst. They'll go punch that guy.
No, go pretend to punch that guy.
No side dipping sauces with the calzone. It's just a straight up cheese calzone.
Yeah, he's
got to
pay
no
50 cents
there.
For that.
Not a stromboli, it's not a chicken roll.
Matt, I don't know how many times I got to tell you this. You know, you got a contract here. No dipping sauce.
In the height of the recession, it wasn't that everybody got their own calzone. You had to be in the main event. It was a calzone on a pole match. It was only one calzone.
Man, I got a shot at that calzone tonight. I'm going to make it. I'm going to get caught up in the lights and get that calzone.
I like it. All right. Let's take a music break. Earlier this week...
I want to have a table, ladders, and calzone racket around.
He's smothering him with the calzone. He can't breathe.
We're here at the TLC pay-per-view, table, ladders, and calzone.
Get his barbecue sauce. That's perfect. You can dip the calzone in some barbecue.
That, they go under the ring for the... He's got barbecue sauce. Okay. Well, this week I saw Gojira and Devin Townsend.
Uh-oh.
We are here live in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, New York for the tables, ladders, and calzone pay-per-view. It's going to be a slobber knocker. I'm sorry.
Leave this music going as I introduce. I saw Gojira and Devin Townsend. It was a great, great show, one of the best shows I've been to in a while. And Gojira, or as I like to refer to them now... The Goge.
The Goge.
The Goge.
Yeah.
I started saying that. And then I realized that the Goge kind of sounds like a radio personality.
The douche. Like Ira and the douche.
Yeah.
He'd be competing with the Virus and the Gorilla, actually. But here's a bit of the Goge from their new album, Les Enfants Sauvages. This is Liquid Fire. We'll be right back.
While your heirs continue to get raped by this brutal metal, Rob is scanning Twitter for mentions of his name. It might be a while, so here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast. With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Chuck Bland. You niggas are listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. You heard?
Yeah.
9 out of 10 baby rapists agree. The Metal Injection live cast is pretty funny. Keep listening. This is Chuck Landington. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast, but first a word of advice. The first hour had way too much Jewish content. Please scale back the Hebrew talk, you menorah-loving yitz. I felt like I was at a bar mitzvah on mushrooms. And now, here's the show.
We'll scale back the yid talk just a little for you, Chuck.
Why does Bland have a Chicago accent when he says mushrooms?
Mushrooms.
It's secretly strong.
Speaking of Chicago accents, Sean was celebrating his 30th birthday yesterday, and we were just talking about how none of us went to his party. Sean used to be a co-host here on the live cast, but not anymore.
The entire Metal Injection, Metal Sucks crew showed up except for the four of us.
Not the entire.
Wow. We suck.
Shankletown says he saw Sean last night.
Even Shankletown was invited to Sean's birthday party.
Wow. So, Sid, you had an idea for how we could make it up to him?
I thought we could call him up right now on the air. and be like, hey, Sean, you know, yesterday was your birthday and none of us were able to make it to your party. And he'd be like, yeah. And he'd be all expecting us to wish him a happy birthday. But once he acknowledges, we just hang up on him. So it's like we're calling just to reiterate that we blew up his birthday.
What if he doesn't answer? Then we get the...
Then we leave a message of, hey, Sean, it was your birthday yesterday. All right, bye.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Can I just eat these red hot potato chips and not have any part of this?
Sure. This is all Sid.
You're going to say hello, though.
We're currently diving. Okay.
Oh, wait. Can we take this call first?
No. That was me making the call.
Oh.
Hold on.
We can't take this call first.
No. Call failed.
He changed his phone number.
He's so mad at us that he changed his number.
Damn.
Let me try one more time. As sounds of chips echo through the live cast.
I didn't even...
I didn't even, like, not go on purpose. I just forgot.
But if you had no plans? Maybe.
Yeah.
If you were all...
I don't like the things Sean likes. I like him, but...
Never picked up.
No fun. Like bars.
He probably doesn't know what the number is.
Here comes a voicemail. Said all you.
Let's hear. What does his voicemail say?
Should we leave it on me?
On the other line, not going right.
Yeah,
maybe this is his landline.
Ah, fuck it, just hang up. This is getting old.
Yeah, I'm over it.
All right.
What a jerk. Maybe he's listening and he's like, "I'm not letting these guys have the satisfaction."
Jerk.
We tried.
But then we get the satisfaction of knowing he's listening to us.
What did you do instead of going to his birthday?
Me?
Yeah.
I sat at home, watched watched Wanderlust on HBO.
Hmm.
I made
over it.
Adequate.
I made Persian stew and passed out at like 11 from the food coma.
Persian stew.
It was pretty good.
Good guy. Good guy. I went to see. I went to a wonderful Indian restaurant.
Oh.
In the middle of the ghetto.
Oh.
Is this the one where the waiter hits on your girlfriend?
No, different one.
Where, what neighborhood was this in?
It's, I don't know what neighborhood it would be, but it's Bedford Avenue and Clarkson. So it's probably Flatbush.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. 4 stars. It's a dump.
What'd you
it's
have?
It's like a goat korma.
Mm-hmm.
Goat with korma sauce. It's like a buttery sauce.
Wow, what does goat taste like?
It tastes like lamb, but like less... gamey, like just more
really
like more like sort of lamb with a chicken sort of accent, maybe. Mm-hmm. Better texture.
Goat korma is also what happens when you do something fucked up to a goat and then later some other goat does something fucked up to you.
It kicks you with its back legs.
And then we saw the movie Snitch.
Oh, how was that? It's getting decent reviews, shockingly enough.
It's just
the one with The Rock.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that, like, for some background, we like to go to movies that are shitty. Like, whenever we run out of good movies to see, we go to the shitty movies and sort of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
That's
you
so
know.
Cute.
But this movie was not, it wasn't really good and it wasn't really horrible. Like, it didn't lend itself to mocking it. It was just kind of dull.
Well, for a Rock movie, that's like Academy Award level already.
He wasn't bad in it.
That's
honestly
what I'm saying. If it wasn't mockable, that's like a huge step forward for him.
It wasn't the Tooth Fairy.
No.
How is John Bernthal in it?
The guy from
The Walking Dead,
Shane. He's Shane from The Walking Dead. He was in it playing a Latino.
Oh,
I can see that.
Like an ex thug. But he's so stilted the way he talks. I don't know. He's like, he's overacting in every scene.
The kid who plays Rock's son, is he a white kid?
Yeah, I think.
How do they explain that?
They don't. His mother is, what's her name? Marina Kalakakakakakakis.
Mila Kunis?
The Greek broad. No.
Oh.
So it's two olive-skinned people who have a curly white son somehow?
Exactly. And it's never mentioned. And they're divorced, and then he has another wife that has a kid that looks like a Mexican.
It's
and his wife's Mexican. But, yeah,
well,
they should have got, like,
We live in a post-racial society, so.
But not in the movies. It's visual, you know. It's still
I'm just
racist.
Trying to think what justification they came up with for this.
The justification was just like, oh, we want to cast The Rock in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should have got a big, like a 400-pound Samoan to be his son.
Manti Te'o.
Yeah, Manti Te'o or like a big, like Yokozuna. Look, someone looks like Yokozuna.
With his abs hanging out the whole movie.
He should have just walked around in the jail with like a big sumo thong on, with his big ass cheeks and like Rikishi.
Just sitting on guys' faces.
Dad, you gotta get me out of prison.
Okay, when they like thought of Yokozuna's character,
right.
How did they pitch the fact that he was going to sit on people's faces with his fat ass?
I think that developed. That wasn't Yokozuna. That was Rikishi.
Yokozuna would corner like
oh, his
put
finisher.
Them in the corner.
Yeah,
but
he was wearing pants.
But he didn't sit on your face either.
He would sit on your chest.
Yeah. So his balls were on your chin. Much less gay.
But Rikishi, that also was developed later. Like, I guess maybe Pat Patterson came up with it or something. Remember when Pat Patterson did the stink face with the skid marks on his underwear?
That was great. No. Pat Patterson, by the way, an openly gay professional wrestling.
Not really. Is he openly gay?
I don't
gay?
Think he was openly gay when he was a wrestler.
Not when he was a wrestler, but
so
like
now
he's
just
he's
an openly
office.
Gay office worker.
I don't think he's openly gay now. Just no, everyone just knows it. He's not like he comes out and says, I'm gay. You know?
Well, not on the air, but.
He would, but no, but he's not famous enough to get on the air in these places, so they're just like, that's all right.
Well, it's not openly gay if you're not saying it, is it?
He's not denying it. I don't know.
What?
Is he supplying it?
I'm happy with how proud you are of yourself, Sid.
That's great. He has a big shading grin on his face.
Can you explain the whole Lonely Virgil meme?
Oh, yeah. Do you know about it?
Well, Virgil is a former...
I remember him from like back in the day when I used to watch wrestling.
He was like a manager or a jobber or whatever.
Wasn't a wrestler?
He wrestled
a little bit.
He was a... you know, remember Ted DiBiase?
Yes,
So Ted DiBiase, he was like Ted DiBiase's boy. Like, he used to just carry his towel and, you know, whatever, and hold the belt for him and all that.
He's racist.
And then every once in a while, in the storyline, he'd have a reason to wrestle. Like, he would say, oh, I don't want to fight this guy. Virgil, you go fight him. And he would get his ass kicked. So he was like a dumb slob that used to lose matches. But now he shows. You want to tell the story, or should I tell it?
Go ahead.
So
you're doing
to,
good so far.
To Comic Con and just sits at a table. And nobody...
Well,
not even
worse. Yeah. Well, all right.
Initially,
let's tell the story in order. So initially, someone went to some wrestling convention, or maybe it was Comic Con. I don't know. And they see him with his booth set up. Like, all right, why would anyone want Virgil's thing? You know, and he's just sitting there selling autographs. And
are you sure he wasn't selling soda and water?
No, it would be less sad if he was doing that. That'd be a job.
He'd give you an autograph for some water, though.
It'd be like Rob at the temple.
Yeah.
But then, it turns out no one goes up to his thing. He just sits there for like 6 hours, and maybe one person goes up to him, and he goes home. Well, then everyone started seeing Virgil at different places, and it turns out like he doesn't have any sanction from the convention to set up his table. He just takes his table
and
puts it somewhere.
I follow Primetime Sam Roberts from the ONA show on Instagram, and he posted, or like on Tumblr or something, he posted a picture of Virgil with his sign up at like a subway station.
Yep. Yeah. That's the latest low point of his life.
Deadspin was covering this.
So is he just like moving like with the meme? Like is he becoming one with it? Or
He's broke. He just needs money.
He was probably just walking through Grand Central and was like, there's a lot of people here. If a couple,
you're right.
I mean, just the law of averages.
You're probably 100% right.
Like, this is more than that last wrestling convention I was at.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Or he goes, on Deadspin, they also have a column about encounters with wrestlers, which is phenomenal if you're a wrestling fan. And
even if you're not and you're just a fan of, like, people at rock bottom.
Yeah. And so,
or getting the rock bottom.
Yeah. There was one guy that said that I was just at a mall. There was no event or anything, but Virgil was just at my mall with
just
his
at the food
stand,
court hanging
giving out autographs. And it's like we talked to him, and we're like, no, we don't want to spend $20 on your shitty autographs.
$20?
Like,
right, but then he goes, okay, $10. You know, like,
yeah.
Oh, he had
there's also been stories where like he acts really nice to the person, and he's like, oh, hey, do you want an autograph? He's like, sure, I don't know. And like before he could even say yes or no, he's taking a photo with the guy and autographing the Polaroid. And he's like, here you go. Now that's $20.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, what? I didn't want just said, oh, what are you going to...
And you're then robbing
like,
me?
Yeah, he tries to intimidate the person.
It's so sad.
It's wow. Like he's hustling. Every day he's hustling. Yep. That's his theme song.
It's really poorly.
Next, he's going to be panhandling on the subways and threatening to stab people with the AIDS needle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Except his version of the AIDS needle is, I'm going to come to your house and hang out. Yeah. I'm going to get into an awkward 20-minute conversation with you on the train.
People do that, though, on the train. Not so much the needle, but they go, like, I have AIDS and I'll spit on you if you don't.
Yeah, you told a story like that on the show.
Frightening.
You know what I'm not liking this new trend on the train?
Oh,
I'm going to limit this to just New
Yorkers.
People getting
hit by the train and dying?
Well, that. But just these dance crews that come up on the train.
Oh, that's the worst.
And like, okay, before, and I thought just somebody, like a woman coming in panhandling was annoying.
A woman?
There's a woman that like
woman
uses
with
her baby.
Yeah. Like a Middle Eastern woman.
Yeah, and her husband plays accordion behind them. That's, but they all have like very trendy haircuts.
Yeah, it's weird.
And like shiny.
Isn't this
they're
so
like
weird?
Gypsies,
I also know who you're talking about. So it's like they have the same route.
Every day.
Pick a different route. Anyway.
The
dance crews are like dancing in the narrowest.
Yeah.
And they swing off of like the poles.
Yeah,
they're
super loud boombox.
Yeah. So it's like the most inconvenient thing ever.
Yeah.
And people are like forced to move from their position because they're going to get kicked in the face.
Yeah.
Who thought this was a good idea? And who is encouraging this?
People that give them money.
Kids that
hipsters
dance, kids
and
that
tourists.
Dance in subways instead of going to school.
Hmm. Well, this is always way past school, though. So I don't know about that. For me, I'm never in the train during school hours.
But really, then they should be at home doing their fucking homework.
Yeah.
There's always a reason not to be on the train panhandling.
These kids are pretty scummy. They're not in school anyway.
I don't know. Some of them have a pretty good verbal game.
But quips
and whatnot.
I always try to appreciate the marketing prowess of some of these people.
Sorry.
Some of them are just like, this one guy was like, hey, I'm homeless. You can give me money. You don't have to give me money. I don't care. Does anybody want to give me money? Like, no.
I had this one guy on the train on Friday, and he's like, can I please just have a dollar? I just need $3 to get a sandwich. I was on the train on Penn Station, and that damn gypsy and her kids took up the whole train, took up all the money. Can you just give me a dollar? I just need $1.
Now they're doing diss records against
each other. I love that they're competing
over turf.
Yeah, and he started naming all these homeless people that I see panhandling on the subway. And I was like, all right, well, I'll give you $1 because I found one.
On my train, on my R train, there's always two different panhandlers that I always, always, always get. It's a Mexican dude with one leg missing who plays harmonica on crutches.
Oh, my God.
That guy goes to 86th Street.
Does he really?
I see him get off and stand in front of 86th Street.
Okay, so yeah, I guess he does a little bit on the R train in the morning and then he goes... There's always that guy, but whatever, he's polite enough, he's not obnoxious or anything, he just, shuffles through with his one leg and his harmonica. And then there's this group of, four, retirement-aged black men who sing, gospel
doo-wop.
Music.
Yeah.
But they're always, arguing with each other about, the finer points of each song, and you came in too soon, man, what? No, come on, I know this song, I've been singing it forever.
I got a great story about those four guys.
Is it jovial
banter? No,
at
between songs, they'll, argue with each other about who fucked up the last song.
I know those guys.
And give each other pointers.
Great story. All right, this guy walks in, the Russian, I don't know if you know him, the Russian with the accordion.
Yes, I've seen
that
too. That always makes me super depressed because I look at him and I'm like, that could be my dad.
Yeah, but it's not.
If my dad didn't have my mom to bail his ass out of shit, that would be my, except my dad doesn't know how to play an accordion. He'd have nothing.
Oh, that's sad.
It's depressing. Anyways, go on.
He walks in and he starts playing his accordion, little tune, whatever, badly. He's awful.
Yes.
And right before the bridge, which is if you don't know, it's 15 minutes before you can escape the car. Mm. So right before the bridge, the four black dudes come walking.
Oh, no.
And oh, in the States, go marching in. And the guy, and then they come to the accordion guy. And they're like, oh, man, you was here first. And he's like, no, you go, you play, you sing nice, good. You go.
They should have had a jam session.
I'm getting to that. So they start singing again. Oh, and the saints go marching in. And then the guy comes on with the accordion. Dee, 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 And they're singing, oh, and the saints go marching in. You're off key, try a different chord. They start directing him.
They're like, my God.
Your attitude.
Oh,
come on.
I thought they were like, hold up, hold up, hold up.
I didn't stop.
This is a solo operation.
He worked it into the fucking song. Yeah, go marching in. You're in the wrong key. Come on, let's go. Wow. And the poor little Russian guy standing there like, I'm trying to, you know, do a cool moment here. And you're fucking, you know, micromanaging my accordion. You fucking.
Are you a accordion player on a train? Give us a call. 646-929-1357, or if you've ever had any interaction with someone begging for money. There's someone at the 14th Street F train stop that sits there with her daughter, and I feel so bad for the daughter.
Oh, yeah, she just, like, sits on the floor and just, like, holds her kid.
In the worst spot ever.
Like, right by the L train?
No, right in the middle of the staircase.
In the staircase to get from the L to the F?
No.
Oh, so the one
so
that,
high traffic.
Yeah, it's super high traffic. And, yeah, it's so convenient because there's way more
Well, that's probably why she's there.
But she's always there the
Don't
same
let Virgil
day.
Hear about that
she's,
spot. He'll snatch that
she
shit
She also has, like, another kid. I think that's the lady that walks around with the guy with the fancy, like, soccer player
gypsy
haircut.
Lady? Yeah.
Yeah, so they send their kids with, like, bags put my, you know, for you to throw their, and the kids like come up to you, and it's like, ah, no, you should be in school.
Yeah,
fucked up. How do like how is there no child services people on these trains?
Yeah,
like
there are plenty of like police officers making sure that people don't fall off the platforms when they're drunk. Why don't they see that and like?
I think technically gypsies don't count as humans.
No,
so the laws don't apply to them. They sort of can do what they want.
That's terrible.
All right, and if you're a gypsy and you're offended, call up. And,
yeah,
I'll make amends.
646. 929-1357.
Use your stolen iPhone.
I wanted to talk about the kids that do the dancing still, because we moved off of that real quick. But they fucking, like, I don't know if...
They're so loud.
The thing is, it's not just even loud. Loud is bad enough, but they do wild fucking flips.
Yep.
Like
yeah.
Their foot comes within a hair of,
yeah.
of your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm waiting for someone to just get up and clothesline one of these.
I agree with you. And also, I feel like sometimes it's like, okay... These guys are actually very good dancers.
I don't care. First of all, I'm sorry.
Don't do it on that.
They are not good dancers.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
But 95% of the time, it's like, what are you showing off here? Like, I could do this.
Yeah, exactly.
I got groove.
You barely fit on the subway just standing still.
Exactly.
Let alone
Neither,
do a monkey
same
flip.
Today. I
Look,
mean, not the monkey, but like, I don't know.
I can't do it, but if all I did all day was beg for money on the fucking train, I would be better than that.
You'd do like comedy. People would love you.
Right, but if I was, what I'm trying to say is if I was going to make that my job of dancing in the train, they have to be better than that.
Yeah.
They're not that good.
Yeah.
They're just making a disruption and trying to get money for it.
I think like a month or two ago, there was a video up on Gothamist of a woman like stopping them and like just standing in their way and refusing to let them do their shit.
I
it was like an
that
angry
woman.
Latin woman.
Oh,
like, no, I'm
going
to stand
video.
In your fucking way.
It was J-Lo and she was about to like show them how to
train.
Dance.
I saw a video while you're looking that up of a woman on the train. I'm sorry, a gay guy on the train.
Oh, I saw the headlines for this. I didn't actually watch the clip, but I know what you're talking about.
He starts. There's a black Haitian preacher on a train or something saying gays are wrong or whatever.
Oh, I know that guy too.
And the guy goes, no, you're wrong. You're hateful. Don't listen to this man. He's a hateful person. Jesus loves me. And I was like, all right, up to that point, I was with you. When you start saying Jesus loves me, then you're fucking up.
No, I
what?
Think he meant his boyfriend, Jesus.
Maybe that's it.
Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus.
No, from context, I really think he meant the real Jesus.
No, he definitely meant the real Jesus.
Which is stupid, because then you changed it from, all right, civil rights and, you know, gays should be allowed to marry and all that stuff. Then that guy's an asshole. To, no, you're just misinterpreting the Bible. The Bible is awesome. Jesus is awesome. You're just a hateful idiot, which is ridiculous. In the Bible, it's all over the place that fucking gays should be stoned
but
to
Jesus
death.
Jesus didn't write the Bible. He was too busy doing shit.
I don't think Jesus existed at all, but that's another argument.
And also it was just like, why engage a psychopath? Like, let him just get through the train and go to the next car.
Well, you know,
gays
me,
are dramatic.
I like to engage the psychopath. I don't mind that part.
Would you?
Have you
ever started questioning?
Didn't I tell this story on the air?
Did.
I told a story about a guy that was doing Jesus stuff. He's a white guy, like a middle-aged 30. He looked like a fucking Call of Duty fucking gamer, like lifetime, you know, eating Cheetos off his chest kind of guy. Not like a typical preacher or whatever.
And he goes in there, but he's talking in this staccato kind of pausing speech like a wrestler. So he's like, you know, Jesus wants you to stop sinning. Jesus wants you to live a moral life. So I started going, what? Jesus, what? Wants you, what? And the guy was getting so fucking angry.
Were people laughing?
Yeah, I had a bunch of, like, I had like five or six black kids on the train
nice.
Cracking the fuck up that I was whatting him. What? And he didn't stop until, like, he started getting so mad, like, right, this was going towards Coney Island, and I was getting off from Coney Island, and we were right near Coney Island, and he finally started acknowledging me, but not talking to me. He was like, people like this, what, will always try, what, to bring Jesus down, what?
How are you bringing Jesus down by saying what? Maybe you're just hard of hearing.
Yeah.
He should try to heal you.
Well, I also wasn't only saying what. I was also arguing with some of the things he said.
Like,
oh,
nice.
Examples.
I can't remember. This was like fucking 2 years ago.
Wow. So what happened when you walked off the train? Did he walk off the train?
He stayed in the train and went back.
You should have just stayed with him. People would have started thinking that you two were a team.
Nah, like I don't want to go.
They would have given you all their dollars.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to be known as that.
Horned in on his action.
Someone in the chat just said, in Toronto, if you don't respond to the Jesus loves you people, they curse at you in the worst ways.
Wow.
It's really ironic. I think it's ironic. Christians have been nasty people for a long time.
Also,
yeah.
People that queue up on the fucking sidewalk and scream shit are crazy. So,
right.
Yeah.
You have to be crazy.
Whether they're talking about God or they're talking about the aliens coming. They're lunatics.
I feel like
they're going to scream at you.
We pick on Jews way too much. We disproportionately.
Yeah.
We have to give some back to the Christians.
When
I feel
to,
it's just because it's what we know.
Yeah.
It's
right in our back.
When I went to San Diego, there was an exhibit at the San Diego Museum of Man. Mm-hmm. It was the torture exhibit. And, like, there were all these implements of torture, and I was reading.
So you only go to
them.
Museums where they have, like, weapons and stuff?
Something
wherever you
me.
Are, when you're on vacation, just is there a weaponry museum of any kind?
So there's
here?
No ammunition museum here. Okay.
There are
torture.
No tanks.
Torture, though. All right.
So
yeah.
I was going to say, when she went to the Museum of Man, she thought it was going to be like a penis exhibit. Man juice.
I thought it was going to be like a bondage.
It would be like an art gallery of penises, like at Sid's friend's house.
Oh, God.
Or sausages. Salami.
This must be where Sid went.
Like every single blurb on the torture instrument was used by the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like really like absurd thing. Like they created these masks made out of iron and it would look like it would have a beak on it. So if you were publicly intoxicated, they would put it on you and it would weigh like 50 pounds.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Rob.
They took a barrel.
What if you ran over a cone and it would try to traffic?
Then they would dunk you in steaming hot water. Mm-hmm. So yes, it was mostly people who spoke against the church, publicly intoxicated, and women.
This guy just, same guy, Chris 400. I didn't want to read it because there's so many numbers here. But Chris said, I ignored one, and a guy goes, Jesus will finger your mother's cunt, and I shit myself laughing.
Wow.
I wish I saw that guy.
Yeah.
Let that guy get on a train in New York.
We got a caller.
Uh-oh.
A local number, 917. You're on the air with the Mental Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, you hung up on that. Or they hung up.
Oh.
Was it Sean?
Oh.
Shy.
Maybe one.
Should we call him back?
Was it Sean?
Yeah, no. Let's try to call him back. Why not?
They're going to regret doing
How
that.
How dare you call
caller ID on the podcast, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We got you.
2013.
What? Caller ID's been around for 20 years.
She
enjoy
just...
this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Oh.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, is this Rob?
Yeah, who is this?
Oh, this is Zach. I've been listening to the show for a while, was tuning in while I was doing some homework.
Yeah, we're doing a new thing where we're calling our listeners.
I dropped my phone. I just fucking dropped my phone.
And then you didn't call back again?
He instantly called him back. He didn't even have, he probably
That's
just
true.
Picked it up.
Were you going to call back, Zach?
I don't know. You called me back, so the work was done for me. Yeah.
But if you did, if we didn't do that,
I guess we'll never know.
You could tell him.
Zach, I see you. You have a New York number. Have you ever experienced any weird heckles on the train? Or
Of course, of course.
Anything memorable?
Rob heckled him.
Yeah.
Oh God. You know, nothing comes on the top of my head. But you know.
That's good to know. What about the homeless people on the train though? That was a random non sequitur. Jeez.
Probably, you know what? I remember I saw an episode of The Simpsons recently, and it's the episode where Bart licks one of the poles. And I remember I was like, oh, you know, I've seen some guy do that, totally.
Sorry,
like,
I'm
at least once or twice.
You're saying right now. No offense, it's not you.
Darren's too busy coming on top of Ron's head.
No, I'm trying to block that out of my mind.
We're still on nothing comes on the top of my head.
It could have said something does come on the top of his head. That'd be even worse.
Sorry, Zach. We're a little immature here.
Yeah, a little.
I'm so glad.
Man, I have a question for you guys. Right. I just saw that you posted some Death Heaven. I'm assuming one of you guys went to the show.
Wait, Rob. You should have asked that. You should have called back and asked that. You don't get to ask us a question when we call you.
Yeah, we're going to hang up on you. You're going to call back.
No, kidding. Go ahead.
One of us was. Yeah, we have a videographer. His name is Frank Huang. Or maybe, I think it's Wong, actually.
I thought it was pronounced Godla.
No, that's a different Frank.
Oh, God.
And he went to that show, yeah.
Frank.
Godla is Spanish for Wang.
Wang.
Or Hungarian. I don't know what it is.
So what was it? If one of us was there? Yeah, one of us was there, obviously. We have footage.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make the trip down from where I am now, but I missed it. I have different obligations.
Where are you now, first of all?
I am in Massachusetts.
Inhaling some helium.
No. And what are your obligations?
What did I do? I had a gig. Yeah.
A gig? Are you in a band?
Yes, I am in a band.
He plays accordion in the Q Train.
What kind of band? What's the band?
I'm in a Massachusetts-based band called Totality.
Totality?
Totality. Look that up right now. Go ahead.
Oh, shit.
Trash it or thrash it.
Oh, I got it.
It's not very SEO.
No, I found it. It's so cold. Totality. It's so cold in the D. Metal Injection Livecast. You have a good voice.
No, he's the drummer.
Oh, he's the drummer. I'm sorry. This is a good beat, though.
Yeah.
How the fuck do we post a kick beat? It's all out of niggas' mouth. All
right, I have your Facebook page up.
Well, I have it already here.
Sorry. What is your what song should we play? Confines of Man, Book of Law, Deception, or Merciless?
I don't know. I'm with my buddy. His favorite song is Confines of Man.
All right, here's Confines of Man.
Oh, I like it. It's
very catchy.
It sounds like Bangs a little bit.
It's going to be stuck in my head for like a month.
It's Bangs influenced.
Are you from the Sudan?
No.
All right, really play it. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it. All right, it's thrash it or trash it. It's a fun game where... Whoa, what's going on?
What the fuck?
I was running.
Wait, what did you say? What did you say? What song did you... Confines of Man? Was that the song?
Yeah, sure.
Should stay within its confines and not come on top of anyone's head. Want a little dubstep there?
No.
I meant they just said it slowed down and went more pacing. That's what we call a joke in the radio business.
right. That was Totality with their crushing new single, Confines of Man.
Yes. I thrash it. I like it. It sounds like Black Dahlia Murder to me.
I will thrash
it.
It sounds like everything else we've
played. Also, there's a guy in the band that looks like Vince Neil Steam from Metal Sucks.
Is it Vince Neil Steam from Metal Sucks?
Probably not.
I'm going to give it.
It does kind of look like it.
I'm going to give you a constructive trash because I don't think this is bad. This is clearly you are talented at what you're trying to do. I hate this kind of music. I think it's horrible and sucks. But you sound like you're good musicians. The growling is awful. It's not music, but I'm being serious.
I disagree.
I feel
with
like
you.
I'm giving.
I disagree. Yeah.
I'm giving you.
No, but that's
you
like this.
I'm
beating Billy Madison.
Yes. No. It's not.
We are
like
all
that.
Less intelligent for having listened to
that. That's really not like that because I'm saying I'm giving a compliment at the same time as saying if you channel that because he's clearly a good drummer.
Is he a drummer though? I said that as a joke before.
Oh,
I don't know
are you a drummer, Zach?
No, I'm not.
All the components of this.
Wait,
are
which, what,
yeah,
what position
which
are
one
you
of these guys are you?
Should I not use?
I am the bass player.
Oh, so we totally can't hear what you're doing in these songs.
Shankle Path is a guy in a band. I'm surprised his dick isn't in Noah's mouth.
Oh my God! Oh.
Very mean, Shankle.
Ouch! So bitter. So bitter.
Yeah. Well, like I was trying to say, I don't think I clearly you're very good. You're good musicians and there's very good production quality here. I just think like do something more song-like. That's how I feel about it.
I was still on the Shankletown bird. Hold on,
Shankletown, you need to call in and explain yourself.
Well, Noah shot me a look like don't talk about it. Sorry.
No. I didn't even have the chat up. I was looking at the Totality Facebook page.
Got it.
Instead.
Well, there you
Shankletown,
go.
Shankletown, are you just
imagining
their
cocks in my mouth?
Yeah. Maybe Shankletown wants his cock in your mouth.
Well, clearly,
yeah,
it's
sure
just he's
does
not in a band.
Wait, Shankle, did you really think you had a chance? Like, I don't understand.
Zach, do you think Shankletown has a chance with Noah?
You know, anything's possible.
No, he does not. The answer is no.
Is your last name Beats by any chance?
No, Beats.
Hmm?
Bangs.
What? Your last name, is it Beats?
No, it's Baskin. Should I be saying that on the air?
You could see it on the band page anyway.
Well, here's the reason why, because people can call up and say, hey, I'm a huge faggot and I do have AIDS and I do this and that, and they say, I'm Joe Smith. And how
have
do you know? No, we're saying, well,
now,
we don't
now,
know.
Now they will not. You throw that idea out.
But you can't, we're not supposed to let anyone identify themselves unless we can verify
is that
who
like
they
a
are.
Thing?
Like, I'm sure no one's actually going to sue us, but it's better not to do it. Yeah. You know what I mean? I feel.
You can just go to the Totality Facebook page and look him up.
Yeah. That's different. But as
we're
going to
get a bunch of hate mail now from all the listeners.
No, they liked it.
No, just from Darren.
Listen, exactly. Our listeners like that kind of stuff.
How old are you, Zach?
Don't listen to me.
I'm 23.
All right. You sound 23. Like that show The Middle. That I've never heard audio, and you sound like that kid. And he's like,
The Middle?
Do you know
what
I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Something is his name, Rob. Well, try some audio of that little kid.
No.
In the chat they were saying he sounds like you.
Hold on a second. How many strings does your guitarist play? I'm looking at photos.
Seven.
Of
one. I thought you were going for a one.
No, it looks like more than seven. No.
No, it's a seven.
It's a 93 string guitar.
And he plays a five. You play
it's
a five
like
string
it's
bass,
an
eight
string.
Right?
Yeah, I play a five string bass.
Sure.
I try to make it work.
So is calling you guys is Black Dahlia Murder Black Dahlia Murder comparison?
Murder,
Black Dahlia Murder.
Brain fart.
Black
Dahlia
Mordechai.
Is that
an accurate comparison?
Yeah, you know that's some earlier stuff. Like that came out, and I think that EP came out in 2011, and you know we've been just kicking around Massachusetts ever since. And we're working on new material. Hopefully, get some more new stuff out there.
Is it the heaviest material you've ever written? Because if it's not, I don't want to hear it.
I hope to think that we work hard on it. Yeah, I think people will like it. Maybe not.
We have a clip that I think Noah's actually going to like it.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
oh.
Good. There it is. An improvement.
I like this direction.
Mountain Man, feel a call now.
This song actually came up on my shuffle.
Did it?
And I was like,
I can't listen now.
All right.
Did you realize now that it's not good?
I just, like, it's so absurd that I enjoy it in that way.
I was actually watching it, watching the thing where we got lost in the forest.
Oh, yeah, because you put up a bunch of our clips
yeah.
on YouTube.
Yeah, we're now at our,
and what,
yeah.
Mountain Men is played on that?
Yeah, man, when we get lost, I just...
When we almost fell off the edge of the cliff.
Yeah.
Because Frank got us lost.
Yeah.
Oh, are you guys excited for Passover?
No, that's good.
Long, Sid. Long.
Passover is not for, like, another couple of months, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, it's March, I believe.
Oh, it's in March?
Let's see.
I don't know.
Check your calendar.
We're all bad Jews. We don't know when Passover is.
Back. Yes, March 25th and ends April 2nd.
Oh, okay. It means nothing to me. I guess
yeah.
I'll pick up some egg masa.
I like masa.
I love seders, man. My aunts make one.
Yeah, I never had like a seder, any sort of religious dinner.
Let's have a podcast, Seder.
Let's have
Passover.
A Nagila.
I just know I'm excited for the food. Just go
I
back home. Go
are
eat. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
Upper West Side.
Oh, did you have your bar mitzvah at the same synagogue that Darren had his? The Dominican synagogue?
Probably not.
Did you have it? No, it was probably Castus Delicatessen or the Carnegie Delicatessen. You gotta say delicatessen. That's the indication
yeah,
of
deli
the
now means a bodega with that has cold cuts now.
Yeah, or
I
a
didn't
grill.
Say I said synagogue. Listen. I said Dominican synagogue.
I just wanted to say Cat's Delicatessen, which is a fantastic establishment. Just fantastic.
Will you get
it's
the sponsor
dirty.
The show?
I don't think it's just
Manhattan. Everything in Manhattan's a little dirty.
Well, look, you know what's weird? It's like the Carnegie Deli. These are the two competing delis in my heart.
Mm-hmm. What I've never eaten at either one.
Really?
I don't like Carnegie. Cats is good, but
I really
so
like
it's like you walk in there, it's like a dump.
I think it's just it has like the old school vibe.
What do
yeah,
you know
well,
about old school? You're 12.
What do you mean, Sid?
Zach, is that you?
No, with the Carnegie Deli, like they stack it up super duper high. Like there's way more meat.
Good, it's all right.
And but like the service is terrible. Where like the vibe in Cats is better, and I think I like the
yeah, because everyone's drunk and from NYU.
Not really. It depends when you go.
Yeah,
because I always go to that Landmark Sunshine Cinemas. Oops, I turned that off.
You gotta go early in the day if you want to go to yeah. Cats. You can't be going at night like you said.
You can go really late too. I feel like 12 midnight or like if the show gets out on the East Side.
If a
yeah,
show
but that's when all the drunk kids are going out and being fucking stupid
yeah.
from NYU.
Rob doesn't mind. He's one of those
yeah.
kids.
I haven't been in college for like 10 years.
Your hair and your face and your life beg to differ. Motherfucker. I don't even know if that's necessarily an insult.
I'm not insulted.
But like saying it like
I
it was.
I have a carrier.
What? What did you say?
He's a carrier. He's a carrier of... What are you a carrier of?
Like
headphones?
AT&T? Why?
Malaria.
Career. I have a career.
Oh.
Heavy metal career.
Mispronouncing.
A carrier. It's my accent.
Just went over all of our heads. Or under our chairs, I would say.
But Rob just nothing comes on my head.
Rob just backed over a traffic cone.
Yeah.
I'm way too high to be doing this podcast,
yeah.
you guys.
Dan,
no,
tell him
sure
that he's got a nice voice, but what he's saying with it is terrible, and you should do something else.
I agree with Sid, what he just said.
What? Just like what he said to Zach about his music.
Oh, okay.
You with your words.
Well, Zach, thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
L'chaim.
Oh, yes. No problem.
And good Purim.
And also, everyone here but me likes your music, so don't feel bad.
Sid
I don't like
it.
I just said it sounded as good or bad as everything else we play, and it sounded professionally recorded. So
yeah.
Hey, you know, you can't please everybody. It's like some kids will get way too pissed off. And if you don't like it, it's like, hey, it's whatever. Your band, Mika's Murder, is fucking awesome.
It's none of our bands. It's Frank's band.
That's my band.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I know about your band just through, like, NYC and Hive Smasher and, like, all those guys. So.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm in that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Man, I really appreciate that.
No worries, man. Hive Smasher are all good guys. And
what do you think of Falconer?
I don't know them too well. You know, I really don't know the NYC scene too well compared up to like here in Massachusetts.
Falconer is my band. You should check them out.
Yeah.
And
oh, really?
Reed, because we've got Jamie Jasta here.
How you doing, kid?
How do you spell it, Falconer?
J-A-S-T-A. U-I-T-Z.
Falconer.
I thought it was C-Z.
Get with the program, Noah.
He's not Polish.
I'll tell you. I was just
deli
eating a pastrami and corned beef on rye with my good buddy Morty Feldman.
Some Marty Ferguson.
And oh boy, we were talking about that Falcon. What a band. I seen them up in the Catskills. Oh, they were to die for. Noah, stop pulling your shirt up. I saw the whole schmear.
What?
Noah pulled up her shirt to dry her eyes, and I seen all the foothills. I seen your Catskills, Noah. Your Catskill mountains were on display. What are you doing? You're falling apart over there.
I think I need a respirator. You should have an in-studio respirator. You when Darren makes us laugh this hard.
Hello.
So I was with Morty.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah. I was with Morty in the Cat's Deli.
Oh, I just saw him on the Roseanne roast.
Oh,
fine.
Nice.
That was great.
Yeah, he's great on all of those. He's like the only saving grace at this point.
But what he said to Carrie Fisher was probably the most insulting.
What was it? Remind me.
It was like, well,
Center.
It's good. It's good time.
Should we call him back again and be like, no, you don't get the hang of
it? Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's call him back.
Yeah, let's
just
do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Fuck it.
Oh, wait, can we use the phones or
no,
are
we
done?
Can't.
Damn.
Call him on your phone, Rob.
wait a minute. I was about to do it, too.
Do you do anything I say?
Maybe.
What are you thinking of, Darren?
File that away.
All right. We'll be back next week with another new episode. I'll probably line up a guest for us.
Oh, good. Thank you,
Make
Rob.
That happen.
So diligent in planning this show. I'm very grateful.
Well, the whole schedule change was enough, I thought.
We had a guest this week. We had the bassist from Totality.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fucking good?
Yeah.
Tearing up the Northeast.
You want to play out with a little Totality?
Let's see. I got to find the Facebook page again.
No. I got it right here. He's
yeah, Darren's got,
oh,
he's got the back catalog.
Yeah, Darren downloaded their whole catalog. Yeah.
I don't even know.
Eerie.
This is Totality on the Metal Injection Lab.
My vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. So what? I can't walk. My vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. Voice is high when I talk, but my vagina ain't handicapped. I don't keep it real, you know I gotta keep it real. Stopping
the
squishies that are walking in the heels. My length don't want to be honest with the deal, but I still strip the goodies talking nonsense with my wheels. About the corner, how that feels, it will be hard to talk. Not only offer great sex, but best spots and parking lots. I'm hanging in God's love.
This is really a good song.
Plus I got a crew of simmies, my nurse has no
delivery. There's no delivery. The lyrics are really funny.
It's almost like Sid when he sang the Googler song.
Yeah.
I've been Googler CD.
Do a mashup.
No, because Sid's actually singing. He's like,
very monotone.
Yeah, I'm trying to do it as half-assed as possible because
yeah.
I don't really full-ass anything.
Because if it ain't about any vagina, it is irrelevant. I've had sex with more me than counting my ass. And when they call purple, they just ain't never been back. My vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. So what I can't walk, my vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. Voice is high when I talk, but my vagina ain't handicapped. And I'm fire, saucy, steam.
She has a really nice, raspy voice.
Do you think
so? I'm not like other girls. I'm profound, man. Must be hurricane season. No drought, all wet. But baby, if you're worried, it's still time for sex. You can't impregnate me either. The shield around my neck.
Well, now that I'm nauseous.
Oh, this
no,
poor girl singing
her from eating all the hot potato chips.
Oh, okay. And sour sticks, right after the sour sticks.
Yeah, I know.
It's probably not a good idea.
I've got the terrible case of munchies.
I'm just reading this Bloomberg soda ban in New York. Apparently now pizzerias can't sell like a 2-liter with your delivery.
Uh-huh. Good.
You're gonna
fuck them.
And like you can't get pictures of soda at like Chuck E. Cheese.
You can't even get a picture of soda?
Yeah.
What kind of fucking Bloomberg?
A pitcher.
I went into Katz's Deli, and I tried to get a picture of a soda, and they wouldn't even let me do that.
No, a pitcher.
No flash photography in the deli.
That's what I said, a pitcher, Robin.
Oh, I can't with that voice. All right, can Jostowitz play it? Say goodbye.
Finish your fucking sentence.
Goodbye.
What? What do you want me to say?
Just, you know, tune in next week.
Tune in next week to the Josh Stowitz live cast. Derinsky.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye-bye.